I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
That's good. And welcome to our podcast.
This is our first podcast.
Yes. Join us as we do a weekly call with my mom. It's time to call your mom.
I'm your mom.
And I'm not.
Well, I'm not your mom. I'm her mom.
She could be, though. She's a great mom.
I couldn't be your mom. I could be her mom.
But I'm Jordan, and this is my mom.
I'm Christy. I'm Jordan's mom.
And we call each other every week, and it's always a fun call, and we just want to have y'all in on that.
We call each other every day.
We
let's
do.
Be honest.
We call each other every day, but we're recording this once a week, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Once a week.
Yeah, once a week.
So, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. We are about to go on vacation, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Vacation?
Yeah, vacation.
Your vacation or everybody's vacation?
Just all vacations
all
the time.
All vacations in general.
Yeah. My husband and I are going to go on a vacation to Galveston and Houston and Austin here in a couple of days. And that made me just want to talk about vacations. Because I remember vacations that we took when we were younger were really fun and a huge part of my childhood.
They were a huge, huge part. Huge part of my childhood, too. My vacations were like the vacation that you're about to go on. Like, we always ended up
around
in Austin. We went to Austin. We might have hit Oklahoma now and then.
You're feeling wild.
I don't know why. Oklahoma, I don't know why. But we always ended up in Austin before we came home, no matter where we went. And that's when we had a bunch of kids. We have 4 kids in my family. And so we took the smaller vacations until the other 3 moved out because I was the youngest. Then we took the good vacations.
Yeah, and now I'm seeing that. So I'm the oldest of 3, and my little brother is getting to go to San Diego with y'all, just him, here in a couple weeks.
We've been to San Diego 100,000 times when you were younger.
We're very thankful for that, but now he's starting to get a little bit of me and my younger sister have both moved out, and he's in college still, and the baby, and so he's starting to get some more of those fun, just him and y'all vacations.
It's okay.
Which I think
is
good.
We'll send you a postcard from Rome when we go. It'll be great.
From Rome.
Be great. Win in Rome. So, we are going to San Diego in 2 weeks with our son, our youngest, our baby. He hates being called that, so I wanted to say that and hope he hears it. So, if you're listening, Reed, our baby, we're looking forward to getting on the road. We're going to take a 20-hour road trip. How long is your road trip going to be?
The first leg is, I think, like 5 hours from here to Galveston.
Yeah.
And then Galveston to Houston's like hour and 20 minutes. Then Houston to Austin is like 3 hours. And then we're coming back up here to the Metroplex, and that'll be another 3 hours. So altogether, like around 12, 13 hours of driving, probably.
And you're going to do beach time?
Yes.
How many days of beach?
2. Hopefully, we'll be able to do some beach on Monday when we get there. We're hoping to leave like around 10, but that depends on how tomorrow goes, honestly.
So, you need to be sure and sunscreen up at the beach, because do you remember our vacation where we went to North Padre Island? Or
I thought it was Corpus.
Corpus Christi, that's right. We went to Corpus Christi, and I got a sunburn that went to places on my chest that really hurt.
It's right after Despicable Me
right
came out.
Right after Despicable Me, and we called it Groovy, because it really blisters, and it was very
bad.
It
was in a place that was very unfortunate.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. It was awful. It was terrible.
I just got, about a month ago, I got a new tattoo, and sun damage is one of the biggest things that can prematurely age a tattoo. So I got some...
Or a person.
Some
in
70...
general,
yeah.
Not just your tattoo. Yeah.
But I got some 70 SPF sunscreen, both lotion and spray on.
Your sister today looked at some SPF 8, which I... didn't think would be quite sufficient.
That's almost negligible.
Even though you don't all have my strictly white girl jeans, and so, you know, you've got that olive skin that can take a little more sun than me.
Yeah, my husband
Sad.
Doesn't, though.
No, your husband's whitey white.
He is, and he's always trying to tan.
He is.
He's always trying to tan.
He's, well, yeah,
he tans true. A little. He is 5.2% Native American. So that little part tans occasionally.
That should help.
A little.
I don't know.
We have the SPF to protect, so we're no more groovy situations, hopefully.
I'm 0.2% Congolese, but I still sunburn quite a bit. It's sad. I do love the beach. I can't wait to get on the beach.
I know, I'm jealous.
San Diego. That's my bet. If you could choose any kind of vacation, any kind, what would you do?
It would be a beach vacation.
Yeah.
All the time. I love a road trip, but I want to always be driving to a beach and staying at a beach.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I haven't really had a vacation unless it's a beach.
Same.
And I don't know why, because we didn't take beach vacations until, like I said, until everybody else had left. And we started taking beach vacations.
That's nice. We've always had beach vacations. That's something I have friends and coworkers who are in my similar kind of age and older, and they're saying, like, oh, well, we want to travel a lot more before we have kids. And I just, the way that y'all raised us, I have never understood that. Because I'm like, travel with your kids, then you can travel with kids.
If you start them young and they're used to it, that's the way to go. Yeah, if you don't, there are a lot of people who never go out to eat until their kids are like five, and then
their kids are horrible.
Absolute, you know, hellions when they get there and won't sit at the table and make everybody in the restaurant hate them because
they don't know how to do it. Yeah,
take them out, get them used to it. When they start acting ugly, take them outside, have a come to Jesus a couple of times. Yeah. It all works out.
Yes, everybody has to have those. Like, I have several really good friends who are just like, they don't want to have kids yet because they want to travel more. I'm like, just take your kids with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we road tripped everywhere. We've driven all over.
New York. A New York road trip.
Upstate New York.
That was
a long haul.
I think it was 1,500 hours in the car, like I think.
And just,
like, a lot of it with people going, where are you from?
Oh, yeah.
From Texas, and you're not, so get over it.
I tell people about that sometimes when we got back below the Mason-Dixon line.
Gosh.
We were in Tennessee, and we went to Cracker Barrel. And the
Knoxville.
That little waitress is like, how can I help y'all? And you just about started crying.
I did.
My people.
I did. I think I was like, oh, it's so good to hear somebody say y'all again. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have looked at me like I was from another planet. Well, I mean, they'd never seen anybody who wasn't white before, for one thing, and who had this accent, and I was wearing a University of Texas Longhorn
shirt
hoodie, and they were scandalized by that. Look at her shirt. And I'm like, well, no, they didn't say look at her shirt. They went, look at her shirt.
Would you get a gander at that shirt there?
Oh my gosh. They were showing up like in clothes they'd been wearing for 6 days to Barnes & Noble. That was awful.
I had forgotten all about
Barnes & Noble. He smelled bad. That dude smelled bad.
I might have shut that out of my memory.
He and his daughter, it was you and us in the line at Barnes & Noble, and his daughter had, like, their hair looked like they'd just gotten out of bed, and it was a nest.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that at all?
No.
He was wearing those gross, like, you know, like, I don't know how to describe it, the thick, like, fleece pajama, and freaking upstate New York. It's so cold up there.
It's very cold.
And so I guess they couldn't be bothered to put on actual clothes. And so they were talking, and, well, they were two out of four people who were talking, because people up there don't talk to each other in public. So I'm sorry. I know there's some really nice people there. I know there are.
Yeah.
We met a couple of them.
Yeah.
And then we met others who were not as nice.
Were not as nice.
So
it's very interesting.
Many of those, but there were some nice people. Where was that guy that took a picture in the restaurant?
I can't remember where the restaurant was, but that was like close to Binghamton, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was.
It's not Albany, but it's that.
It's
other
around
something.
It's like in that neighborhood.
I don't know.
He
whatever
was really
it was,
nice.
He was very nice. He took a picture of us, but that was following a woman pointing at our children
with a fork,
trying to figure out whose kids were whose because everybody wasn't white, and it was scandalous for them.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's pitiful.
Anyway, beautiful. Beautiful up there. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if you want free-range turkeys, they're everywhere.
That's true. I remember my sister and I playing badminton in the backyard with that. And we were pretending to be Hans and Franz from SNL.
Yes.
She was like, I'm going to pump you up. Because she was way better at it than I was.
Yes, they were. That was a good vacation.
That was a good vacation.
That's when y'all got the streamers and threw them over the thing.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. I love a streamer all the time.
That was a good one.
It was. But we drive everywhere.
We ate more ziti than I've ever eaten in my life.
Ever. It was all good, but
really good.
To this day, I can't overdo the ziti.
I think we waited a year to eat the ziti again.
I really do.
The next Christmas Eve.
I really do.
That's what we did.
It was a long ziti haul.
It was a very long ziti haul. That was a good vacation.
That was a good vacation.
We've had many, many California vacations, and they have been so good.
Mm-hmm.
Most, I would say the majority of our California vacations have been very good.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
And then we had the Vegas vacation where things went a little bit awry for a couple of people. Harper got really, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the other Vegas vacation when I was very young and did
yes,
something.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That was the same vacation.
It was? Because yeah, we went again later
Harper
on.
Because Harper had the cheetah bikini.
Oh, that's right.
She was like four.
She was like four or five. Yeah.
No, she had to be. Yeah, she might have been
yeah,
five.
Yeah, I think she was probably like 4 or 5.
She was 4 or 5. She had the big sunglasses. She had the flip flops.
Her cheetah Jordan's, bikini.
This is Jordan's sister, my second baby yep. girl. And she was feeling it at that hotel. She was like, let us go to the
pool.
She
was like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby. She was.
Great.
And I had Uncle John got me a virgin strawberry daiquiri, and that unlocked something. I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And I also made some poor choices. Because that sounds like I got drunk as a 7-year-old.
She
That's
did not
what happened.
I want to say right now, none of our children drank alcohol no. with us on vacation when they were minors ever.
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 No.
Or at home.
No.
Even at home.
I just,
no.
I pushed some boundaries that I should not have pushed.
She got a little mouthy.
I got a little fisty.
She decided to punch her mom in the face.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't get the come to Jesus meetings referred to earlier. That happened.
That's,
but
yeah.
That, but now.
Yeah, I would never
live
do
and
that
learn.
Now.
Live and learn. Just a part of vacation. But,
and then the next time we went to Vegas was much better.
Yeah.
That was nice. We stayed
yeah.
in the Venetian.
Venetian.
Ate the biggest slice of pizza I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
Harper had potatoes dropped on her foot.
We ate at Bobby Flay's restaurant, but y'all didn't.
No, that was...
Uncle John took y'all to
Caesar's
Palace.
Well, y'all were enjoying Bobby Flay's restaurant. Harper was getting burning, like, flaming hot mashed potatoes ladled onto her foot.
Not on purpose.
No, it was an Uncle accident, John. But... That was a good little buffet that he took us to, though.
This is Caesar's Palace buffet. It wasn't like a little little family-owned buffet.
I had no concept of it at that time.
It was
just like, let's
Caesar's
just eat.
Caesar's Palace, yeah.
And we had that gelato that was really good.
Yeah.
That was a good vacation.
Bobby Flay's is very good, too. We went, yeah, we did that. We went to, oh my gosh, we've been so many places.
I know. Very thankful.
San Francisco.
That's one of
oh
my favorite
gosh.
Trips. Ever.
That was fun. But that was when Reed was like, I hate San Francisco.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
be
he was
in
upset
San Francisco.
The whole time. There's a picture of me from that vacation like 80 pounds ago trying to throw him into a fountain because he was being such a little twerp
was
the whole time.
That? But he got better and
he
walked
better.
In was like, this is one of the best vacations
I know.
Ever.
In hindsight, he's like, man, that was so fun. It's
yeah.
like,
it yeah, was
did, like
fun.
A little dill weed the whole time.
And we got that little... turtle bread.
Oh yeah,
that Harper kept until it just
until it was so
was
stale it was like a rock. Yeah,
that was fun.
We're at the bakery,
yeah, Boudin,
and then went to my favorite place in the entire world, the Ghirardelli Factory.
Oh yeah,
oh that's my favorite place.
Banana splits for breakfast,
so good.
Good times.
And we
good
got
times.
The one-eyed teddy bear.
Yeah.
If we see a misfit stuffed animal anywhere, especially on vacation or around holidays,
yeah.
we have to bring him home because Toy Story ruined a generation where we feel like toys are alive and need to be cared and loved. And so we have a bunch of misfit stuffed animals.
That's true. You just look at it and go, God love, I gotta have that.
I know. You think, well,
little
if I don't
fella.
Get him, nobody's gonna get him and he'll probably be thrown away.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
What is those? What are those two blue dogs' names that we got? Harper's got them in a room.
Oh, gosh.
Kip and...
My brain said Dip, but that's not right.
It's not Kip and Dip. Butter?
I can't remember. Oh, I think it is Kip and Butter. That's.
I don't think it's Butter.
That sounds right, but I can't remember.
That's what I had for breakfast
Kip,
this morning.
Some Kip and Butter. Mmm. Delicious.
Kip and Butter.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to... Anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that in
Kip.
Post.
Kip! That's how we got that.
One is for sure Kip, though.
I don't know. Yeah, Kip is right. Butter, I'm not
butter,
so sure
I'm not
about.
Sure. And we'd want to bring all of our stuffed animals on every road trip. And my dad is very, very strict. Stricter than an airline on his one bag per person policy.
And so y'all would pack yourselves. And like your backpack would be full of stuffed animals and yeah. one pair of underwear and a pajama.
And then we would try to sneak in because we could, according to Jerry Airlines, we could have... one bag with all of the things that we would need the entire trip and on the car ride, and we could have a pillow. And so we would, Harper and I especially, would stuff our pillowcases full of stuff to sneak
yeah.
more things in.
Oh, yeah.
And that was before iPads and
oh, thank God.
Smartphones and things.
Okay, so who was it the other night? I think it was Reed that was saying, how did y'all watch? We were talking about watching something that was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I know what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about watching Gone with the Wind that time in Arizona when we got into a traffic jam.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because I'd gotten it for Christmas or something, and we were stuck, and there was, like, carnage and death and fire, like, 2 miles in front of us. And so it was just a dead stop. Everybody was, like, stopped, and we were watching all these movies, and Reed was like, how did you watch all those movies? And I said, well, we had a VCR. And I said, we strapped it to the seat. And it was a TV with a VCR. For a while, we had a TV and a VCR. Then we got the ones that
bungeed.
Were built together.
Yeah.
Still bungeed. But built together, and then
Then we had the screen that would come
out. Yeah, we finally got the screen. Yeah. And that was
great. Nice.
But, yeah. I mean, we would just be watching VHS tapes.
I remember watching Sleeping Beauty like that on the road.
Yeah, with my dad.
Yeah. That TV, I put a quarter in that TV, because that was back when TVs had to have vents.
Yes, I know, and you ruined that one with your quarters.
I was like, oh, what a cool piggy bank.
She thought it was a pay TV.
just 5 more minutes.
Deposit more money, you get 5 more minutes of film.
5 more minutes of Sleeping Beauty. But that's, I remember.
Please deposit more to see Sleeping Beauty fight with the dragon.
That would be cool if she fought with the dragon.
It would be cool. Instead it was
this
Prince.
Is it Philip? Is Philip that one?
I think it is, I think.
That feels right.
Sure.
I will go with it.
The Prince.
That Prince boy.
That Prince who went through all those brambles.
I remember with the pull-down screen on the way back from California into Texas, there was like a fire, another fire situation.
Oh, on the road.
So
bad. On both sides of the road, yeah.
And everyone was just stopping to look at it, and we were watching Shark Tale.
Yeah, and we were going, there's fire burning on both sides of the road, and we're in these big things with gasoline in them, so let's move on. Let's don't be looky-loo.
And they were being so slow, and I remember just being really scared and just, like, tuning into Will Smith on Shark Tale to just get through it. Because I think somebody had given me Shark Tale for my birthday. I can't remember who. It might have been Rachel.
Maybe.
Give me...
Shark Tale was good.
On DVD. I know, we were talking about it last night. I think it's an unsung classic.
It makes me think of Mandy because of...
What?
Car Wash, where she goes.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
She sings every part to Car Wash.
She sings many things that perhaps she,
she shouldn't.
I don't know. There are things I won't ever listen to again because I've heard on karaoke from...
Oh gosh.
Cousin Mandy.
Yeah. She and I have some fun numbers that we sing.
She's a hoot, man. That girl makes me laugh hard.
Me too. That'll be another road trip to do up to Oklahoma to see her.
Oh, I thought you meant with her. Our road trip to Michigan with her.
Oh my gosh.
I'll just have two words to say about that. Feet and pork rinds. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh no. Yeah, that was a trip. We drove to and from Michigan
in about
from roughly like north central Texas in 3 days.
It was less than three,
like maybe 2.5.
We drove until we got there. We didn't stay anywhere.
Yeah,
we went to the wedding. We did the wedding. We took off by like midnight.
Yeah,
at the latest.
Yeah,
stopped for what,
Brahms,
3 hours or something in a hotel.
Oh yeah.
Brahms multiple times.
We had Brahms like 5 times.
And then took a drive across Oklahoma that I feel took us about 18 hours.
That's the longest it's ever taken.
I don't know what route.
Oklahoma. He must have had it set to no toll roads, because that's the
only thing. No, it was toll roads. It was like toll road, and then turn around and you pay at this toll road.
Yeah.
And then you turn around again and it gives you a refund for the toll you just paid at the other.
It made no sense.
It was ridiculous, but it took us forever to get home.
That also makes me think of the time we were coming back from Cleveland. And we were so hungry for good Mexican food.
Oh.
And there was a Taco Casa, like, right outside the border. And it had closed, like, 10 minutes before we were driving through there. And we about cried.
I seriously thought about going and banging on that window. Just a taco. Just one taco.
Anything.
We'll split up one taco.
If you're throwing it out, anything.
Please. We just need
something.
That's another thing. Upstate New York, they don't know how to do Mexican food.
No.
At all.
No, they don't. It's very
And if
sad.
They do, I didn't eat any while I was there.
No.
But
I mean, Sandy
said no.
Yeah.
She lives
The Italian
there.
Food's really good.
The Italian food's
Upstate
great.
New York.
And some of the little cafes are good. Their custard
is very good.
Awesome. No Mexican food, but no barbecue. Food.
Yeah, no barbecue.
Barbecue's like some sad little...
Barbecue is a ground beef patty.
Piece of meat with ketchup on it. It's not even a ground beef patty.
I was going to say with ketchup on it, too.
They go, oh, look, it's barbecue.
Barbecue. No. Not quite. Not quite.
No. But they think if they call it something barbecue-y, that it's really good. Like, mm-hmm. if they say, Texas Pete's barbecue, you go eat it.
It's a burger.
It's not even a burger. Here's some stringy meat that's unknown as to its origin with some not Heinz ketchup on it.
With some not Heinz ketchup. That's something I noticed.
With Texas Pete's special sauce.
Special. That's something I noticed when my husband and I went to Colorado, is that there's not Heinz ketchup. It's like all of them are like high altitude ketchup. Grown and smushed at 200,000 feet above sea level. It was good, but all the restaurants had the same like high elevation ketchup.
What's different about high elevation ketchup? Did you eat
it? Higher up. Yeah, I had some.
You
ate it. It was normal. Yeah, it was fine.
Tastes like ketchup to you?
I had a nosebleed because I was adjusting to the altitude.
I bet. I don't know. How would asthma react to that? I've been to Colorado, but it was in the summer, and it was hot.
Yeah, it was kind of hot when we were there.
It was in Colorado Springs.
That's like outside of Denver, right?
And we went to Pikes Peak.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of the scariest rides I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my gosh. So we had to drive through.
We were on a rickety train.
Ooh.
Mm-mm, my parents made fun of me. That's the kind of parents my parents were. They make fun of you because you're screaming. I wasn't screaming, but I was looking over the edge going, we dying here on this mountain.
This is not going to happen.
We dying today, Mom and Dad.
That was me because we drove, when we went to Colorado, we started in Boulder, and then we drove to Grand Junction. And then we went to Durango. And between Grand Junction and Durango, I think, you have to drive through. And if you're from Colorado, and I'm mispronouncing this, I'm so sorry. But Ouray or Ouray, it's like O-U-R-A-Y. They call it Little Switzerland. And it's true because it's so pretty. It's like super high up in the mountains. No matter what time of year, always covered with snow. Most terrifying drive I have ever been on. It was so scary.
Really?
Yeah, because there's no guardrails.
Yeah, that
anywhere
me.
And you can just see the sheer drop and mm-hmm. the people who live there, like, it's nothing to them, so they were like zooming around honking at us like, move over, tourist. Ugh. Like really upset, but I was scared the whole time. And then we got to our hotel in Durango, and
where'd you stay at Durango?
We just stayed in like a Marriott somewhere, but
we stayed at another one. I probably shouldn't say the name.
I think we drove by the place. We drove by a couple ski lofts in Durango that were probably the ones y'all stayed at.
It was pretty nice.
I would rather go to Durango in the winter, but the receptionist at our hotel was like, oh, how was the drive? And we were like, scary, horrible, we're from Texas where it's flat. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, they found this lady in the ravine.
Oh, thanks for that.
Right? She was like, she had been there all winter, but the snow covered her, so they didn't find her till the summer. And I was like, cool.
That's awesome, great. Muriel. Thanks for the fun
amazing.
Info.
Can't wait. Oh, my gosh. The drive from Durango back home, though, wasn't too bad.
It was winter when we were there, and it was icy and snowy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then we decided that we were going to go, like, even higher up and eat at some restaurant way up at the top, like, you know, Captain Jack's Den or something. I don't know what it was called, but
I think we ate at the same restaurant, like, in the downtown area of Durango that y'all did when you went.
That's not the one where we ate. Not we drove up scary and then whatever.
But I remember, like,
well, we ate some cafeteria kind of place at one point. I don't know where that was.
We ate a place that had, like, 20 pictures of John Wayne and, like, a bunch of cow skins and, like, paintings of horses. Yeah. Yep. It was okay.
It's a cute little town.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
I mean, it may be big now. I haven't been. It's not. Since we were like, we had no kids. That's how long ago it was.
We went in 2019. I wouldn't say it's like a big area. It was fun, though.
It's pretty.
Colorado's we went to some nice. Little hot springs. That was really fun.
Really?
Yeah, we met some cool people. We were the youngest ones there by probably about 25 years.
That's fun, though.
But I love that. And they were all really nice. And it was fun.
That is cool. Sometimes they're the easiest to get along with. Sometimes not.
I agree. This was
like that old really lady nice. At Costco today. No thank you for the running over people.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
But most elder people are cool.
Yeah, I usually get along better with the older age group. So, of course, I work with high schoolers. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that. I'm up middle school.
Those are your peeps.
Without fail, every time I say I'm a middle school teacher, they go,
Bless your heart.
Or bless your heart. Or we're so thankful for you.
Oh, I couldn't.
You could.
I couldn't.
Oh, you could.
I worked for my alma mater, and I did a presentation to some middle schoolers, and they were so funny. Their teacher had them all log into their personal laptop so I could see all their little faces, mm-hmm. and they latched on to, like, you have live animals on campus? Have they ever killed anybody? And I was like, no.
Only freshmen.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're funny, though. Oh,
they are. They'll say anything.
They will.
I think, I don't know if I could be a middle school teacher if I did not have a son.
Oh, yeah.
And you, I mean, you're sort of that way, too. Like, sometimes when you and Reed and I get together, we become...
Well, Harper says is the three of us get together and share one brain cell.
That's true.
And we're all three bright people. True,
but you do have to sometimes do that, and that's, I think that's why I love the little...
Rascals.
People. The worse, sometimes the better for me. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how they all turn out.
I'm working more with college students now, and they're funny. Oh, they're crazy.
Their vacations are crazy, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have, like, you know, never can take a vacation. We have no money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the super fabulous vacations. If we have a long weekend, super fabulous vacation kids. And they're fun. And then you have mm-hmm. the ones who, you know, aren't doing stuff, but they'll tell you, yeah, I'm going to Rio over.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Have fun. How was Rio?
Send pictures.
Good. Oh, no. I had a lot of my kids wanting my phone number.
Oh, no.
Here, tell me, I'll text it to you. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Do I look like I've lost my mom today?
No, I would never.
No.
Dear friend of mine, who is super sweet, and it's actually her birthday tomorrow as well, Bianca. I sent her a gift.
I love Bianca.
I love her, too. I sent her a gift in the mail, and I hope it gets there on time. I put two stamps on it, just to be sure. After the great fiasco.
Hallelujah.
I sent all
the stamp Grinch.
All my wedding invitations, I handmade them. They ended up being a little heavier than 1 ounce, and it was a whole...
She's like, oh, the post office will just give it to me. It's okay.
Well, and for several of them, they did. And for others, they did not.
They did for us.
I know. And then some people were like, hey, you owe me 40 cents.
I just wish you consulted a little on that before.
I know.
We're off our topic of vacation so
That's
far.
That's okay. That's fine.
So far.
But, she gave out her number back when we worked in the same job. She gave out her cell phone number to people regularly because she's just very sweet.
Well, you want to.
Over-accommodating. And, yeah, you want to be able to trust humanity, but you can't. I was training my student workers the other day, and I was like, do not give any prospective student your number because they are Liam Neeson. I said, they will find you, and they have a special set of skills, and that is annoying you to death. Like, you need to keep it away from them.
Yeah. You gotta have your time away.
You gotta set those boundaries.
You do.
Because, I mean, Bianca hasn't worked in the same position as me for like a year and a half. And she got a text last week when we were talking. She was like, someone texted me like, hey, my application says incomplete. And she was like, I don't work there anymore.
I'm sorry. That's not my deal.
Well, in one case, a kid, a student, this is horrible. And she's okay now. Just want to preface this by she's okay. Everything has been settled and is all right. But she got hit by a car. On campus by a professor.
Holy cow!
The first person she texted was Bianca.
Oh no.
Not her mom, not the police.
Oh no.
She said, Bianca, I've been hit by a car. What should I do?
Call 911?
Bianca was out of the country, so she didn't get the text until she came back a week later and was like, well, I hope it worked out, but it did. And that's why I don't give out my number.
That's the thing, you want to help them, though. But yeah, they can't give them. I had to... *67 call because I didn't have my own phone this year.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
And it was at my roommate's desk because we shared a room and they would not give us two phones. They just gave us one phone. And so I hated to bother him. And
yeah.
Even though he's really cool. But I would go sit at like a little movable desk and try to call people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started *67. And
it's so much easier.
What's your number? But I'd email them and go, okay, you're about to get a call that won't tell you who it is, but it's me.
That's what I tell my students to do because I oversee a call center now. And I tell them, if your phone isn't working, I will need you to use your personal phone. Just use *67 and then text the student, I'm a student from this school. I'm about to call you. It's going to show up as an unknown number. And that usually works. And I've done that a few times because the phone system that they have us... I've been working at home for over a year now, which is insane.
That is crazy.
But the phone system that we have is not the greatest. And so sometimes if it's just being a real pain, I'll just tell them on the phone system, like, I'm going to hang up and call you from my personal phone. It's going to show up as an unknown number. And then we carry on the conversation there.
Okay, so I have a vacation question for you.
Okay.
So when you go on vacation, when you and Nathan have been on a couple of like driving vacations and stuff, yeah, who drives?
We try to split it up equally and take turns.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, we did in Colorado. I will say, on some of the scarier drives in Colorado, I wanted to drive, not because I didn't trust him to drive, because he drives like an old lady, God love him.
Yeah, but that's good in those situations.
But I just, in those kind of, I just feel less anxious if I'm in control.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was with that. But we actually do a pretty good job of splitting it up evenly.
Well, as you know...
Oh, gosh.
I've driven on vacation for probably a grand total of 15 minutes since I met your dad 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But here's a little tip for when you go on vacation when you have kids,
mm-hmm.
or even now.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to drive, when he goes in to use the bathroom at the gas station, get mm-hmm. in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Because when y'all were little, like there babies. Was a point where you were... Like, you know, what is it? 8, 4, and 2?
And 2, yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. A 20-hour road trip, it's a lot. Even yeah. with kids that are really good, which y'all were because you were used to it, there's still a lot of, I need this, and I need that, and I have to go to the bathroom, and
mm-hmm.
here's all this food that we're getting, and we're going to try to not, you know, mm-hmm. decorate well, and the entire backseat with it. There was
usually at least one dog with us, too.
Yeah, but...
Dog's name.
Bink was
the penultimate.
Just hopping in here to say that my mom's definition of penultimate was correct and mine was incorrect. So there you go, Christy. You were right and I was wrong. Back to the podcast.
Most ultimate.
It's oh, okay. Yeah. I always get confused.
He was like the type
specimen.
I'm a
teacher. Can you tell?
Stop. He was like the type specimen for travel dog.
Penultimate. Bink was the... He was a G.
He was the bomb.com. We would put him in a bag because we didn't want
to
pay the pet fee.
So we wouldn't have to report him for pet fee.
And he would be like, I am one with the bag.
He is. Shih Tzu, best dog ever.
He'd be like Ip Man in that Star Wars movie. I'm one with the Force and the Force is with
he
me.
He was awesome.
He would sway with it and he would not make a sound.
Would not ever, like, pee on the floor.
Never.
Would never. The only problem we ever had, and it's not when we had y'all, is when Dad decided to take like the super zippy route and we were in the Eclipse.
Yeah.
And Bink and I both were like, oh, it was bad. He was green. It was bad. We were
poor
very sick.
Puppy.
But other than that, he was perfect.
Oh, he was great.
So
dog's name
was really good.
But sometimes when we'd stop to get gas, then Dad would go in and use the bathroom and I would get in his ego. What are you doing in that seat? I'm like, I'm going to let you be back there for a little bit with the kids.
I need a break.
And those were probably his favorite times.
I don't know about that.
No, I know. And now, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to be like.
I don't know. Because all of us have driver's licenses now. Every last one.
That doesn't matter. I've had a driver's license since I was 16.
I know. Well, and then...
And I'm kind of like my dad. Like, when he and Mom used to take road trips and she wanted to drive, he'd be like, awesome. And he goes sound asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am, but,
That's how Nathan is.
Your dad will, like, swerve the car to try to wake me up.
I won't. No, well, you know that's how I am, too, because when we split into the boy car and the girl car.
Okay. I'll stay awake with you, Mom.
I got you. I'm your co-pilot. And I slept.
Harper went into the condo she built in the back of the Suburban.
She really did, I think, put up like a blanket.
Close the door.
Yeah. The curtain.
Not girls.
She would just pull her little hand up when she wanted something.
And then you were like, it's okay, Mom. I'll stay up with you.
So fast.
It was
asleep.
So bad. I drank so much Red Bull and all kinds of stuff. And then I was falling asleep.
I can't do the Red Bull.
And then we got our second win, and the boys were like, we're sleepy.
I know, we were like, we can do it. Let's keep going. And they were like, no, we're tired. Yeah.
Boys.
It's true. No, Nathan falls asleep. Sometimes when we have had to go back to where we live early in the morning, he will stop. He'll start driving, and he'll be like, I'm falling asleep. And we'll just pull over and switch.
Yeah.
And he'll go to sleep, and I'll keep driving.
Yeah.
And Dad, God love him. So where I went to college is only about an hour and a half away from where I'm from. And so there were times when I would come home for a weekend and just not want to drive back late. And sweet, sweet little Jerry would get up at 5 a.m. and drive me back to school and let me sleep in the passenger seat.
He would always rather drive, y'all, than you drive.
Well, that's why I still ask him to come get me sometimes for like Christmas and Thanksgiving and stuff. I'll ask him to come down since my husband usually can't come at the same time with his work. Yeah. And I hate having all the cars here. I'm like Nana with that. I don't like having all the cars.
Oh my gosh.
If we can just have the most parsimonious, the most car-simonious situation.
Car-simonious.
That's always, if we can always reduce the number of cars,
Nana,
that's always great for me.
Nana is in heaven right now going, yes!
It's true. That's why I have
Dad come
get
me. Are we going to take two cars? I don't think we need two cars.
Well, I
Mom,
can drive down.
There's 27 of us. We can't all fit into one vehicle.
I think it's because I get nervous driving either behind or in front of my husband when we both are driving home.
Oh, well.
I do not like it.
Like when we're on road, like when we were coming back mm-hmm. from Cleveland, I kept getting, Dad says you're waving. I'm not waving.
Oh my gosh.
Mom, yeah. Dad says that, I'm like, tell Dad to shut up.
Tell him I didn't ask.
Tell him, I'll let him know when I need his driving advice.
Yeah,
if he could have, he would have just like trailer hitched me onto the back. He would have.
He really would have.
Ugh.
I will say, the older I have gotten and the more I've had to pay for, like, hotels and stuff when we have gone on trips, the more I'm aligning with Dad's dream of having an RV.
You have to use the bathroom on the place where you are sleeping. And then you have to plug it into a tube that sucks all your waste out.
It's kind of
fun.
That
is what stops.
It's like space.
But you okay, have to then go you to would space. Be in charge of the empty.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
I can do that.
That is gross. If it backs up, I'm just not going to pull over and commit seppuku.
Just get you a pail of sawdust.
Oh, no.
It'll kill the smell.
Stop.
You'll be fine.
Oh, stop.
It's
no.
true.
This is not my dream.
I looked into that.
This is Dad's dream.
He wants to live in a yurt.
Mm-mm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not anymore? No more yurt?
Well, if he does, it's going to be with some other old girl because this one's not going to be living in a yurt.
I couldn't live in a yurt.
I'm not
going to
vacation in a yurt. Why would I live in one?
I don't know. I was going to say I would, but clearly I wouldn't.
Oh, come on.
When we went, oh my gosh. So I thought I was being
big city little yurt that would have to be yours.
I thought I was being so nice. We hadn't traveled in a long time because of COVID, and this is the first time in 3 years. I used to travel a lot for work, and this is the first time in like 3 years, no kidding, that I had been home for my husband's birthday in November, and I thought, he loves the outdoors. I'll get us an Airbnb and a teepee on somebody's property out in the middle of nowhere. And we drove home to my parents' house at 2 in the morning because I got scared.
It was not 10 in the morning.
Couldn't sleep.
Baby, it was 11 at night.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was because
it
we were
past
watching.
Midnight.
Oh, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Because we were just talking about it and you go, hey, we're going to stop by Whataburger.
Back oh my home. Gosh. And I was wearing my pink and like my red and pink tie-dye sweatsuit and I came in and Harper thought I had a rash. She thought it was my legs. She was like, is that what you came home? She was like, oh wait, no, that's just your clothes.
Oh my gosh.
I felt so bad. Oh. It was fun until the sun went down. And then I wasn't about it.
You know, you were in like one of the rattlesnake capitals of Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly.
And then we heard a coyote. And it was really close. Well, and I'm an idiot because I brought my copy of Jurassic Park, which I've read 3 times. And I thought, we'll take turns reading chapters from Jurassic Park to calm down.
Are you serious?
I am, unfortunately.
Oh, Jordan, I didn't know that.
We packed it up. The guy who owned the property probably saw our headlights like bouncing down the line. Like, the hell, what are they doing? Where are they going?
Yeah.
Home, man, home.
Oh, he's probably like, oh, city people.
And then we stopped at this Whataburger that was really weird, and like this big guy like in his truck was just staring at us, and so we just kept moving. It was strange.
Oh,
we got back
gosh.
To civilization.
Y'all kill me.
But I felt so guilty because he loves that kind of stuff. I couldn't do it.
Where was it, like Toler? Somewhere like that.
Yeah, like outside of Granbury.
Yeah, I think it was Toler.
It was around, yeah.
I'm going to have to tell my cousin Mark about that because he would love that story very, very much.
Very pretty property. I gave it a really good review. It was me. Like, it's not you, it's me. I couldn't do it.
Let's read Jurassic Park and comfort each other.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to get over that.
It was the scene where Newman's character,
Newman.
Where he dies in the book. And it's actually really horrible in the book, more so than in the movie. And I was like, let's try to sleep now. And we kept hearing, like, rustles, and the coyote howled, and...
Who's Russell?
The kid from up. He's a wilderness explorer,
Kevin,
you
was
know.
Out there.
But, yeah, I just couldn't hack it.
Such a Kevin.
I couldn't.
He's such a Kevin. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Well, then you know what happened to me at field school.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, he was trying to give you an authentic experience.
I found out later they all ended up sleeping in the bunkhouse eventually.
Well, you were a pioneer in that
area. I was.
He just wanted to give an authentic experience. He and I talked about that at your wedding.
Oh, did y'all?
We did.
That's great.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. I was almost an archaeologist, and then I wasn't.
Dun, 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 dun.
I still wear the hats, but...
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we were camping in my professor's backyard, even though there's a perfectly good house with 7 beds in it, like, feet away. And there is a whippoorwill, and... Carol and I are on the same page with this.
What?
With hating whippoorwills. Brian's like, oh, they're so peaceful. It's nature. Carol and I are like, where is it? Like, we hate them.
Why do you hate whippoorwills?
Because they're annoying. They talk too much at the middle of the night. And they say the same thing. Like, they're called whippoorwills because they go.
They say whippoorwill.
They go, whippoorwill. And then 2 feet away, we'll go, whippoorwill. And they'll do that all night long.
Well, you can't hate them for who they are.
I can and I will.
They're living their truth,
they're
Jordan.
Awful. And then a deer. So deer, oh, they're so quiet. They're so graceful. If they don't know you're there, they are not. They're loud. These deer were up next to my tent eating this deer corn that Brian put out. Like,
Brian put it out so he could get the authentic experience.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
They've got hooves. How quiet can you be with a hoof?
Not very. Well, and then this armadillo came and scratched the side of my tent.
That was Carol in a suit.
No. No, they said we've been having some armadillos digging up our garden and they're trying to get after them. And I think the armadillo came and I don't know, maybe, but the armadillo came up in the middle of the night and scratched my tent.
So would you try a camping vacation?
No.
No. I'm glad that we've all learned from this.
I will hike and be in nature during the day, but even then I don't want to hike too far. These people are like, I'm going to go on a hike and are gone for 2 months. No.
Well, in that spirit, I'm going to walk up those Marriott stairs and we're in California at Seaport Village.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to walk up those and pretend I'm hiking. I know, I feel bad because I'm afraid Reed's going to be a little bit lonely.
Oh, he'll be all right.
He says no.
I think he's going to live it up, honestly.
I told him, I said, you've been wanting a vacation. Here it is, baby. It's going to be fun.
I think so, too. I'm happy y'all are doing that.
Well, yeah, I think so, too. I think it's important that Dad goes... You know, home.
Sees the fam.
He hasn't been home with his family. I mean, there are family too, but
yeah.
Like,
but you know, I think it's hard not seeing your mama for a long time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's hard.
Wish I could see my mama. I give
anything
to
see
my
mama too.
And my dad.
Yeah,
they're my dreams, like every night. And I think she's just trying to speak to me through those dreams. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, that could be our next podcast.
I'm just
dreams.
Yeah.
Because I have weird dreams, too.
I know. But, I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's important.
So, that's why I think call your mom is important. Because you're going to not be able to someday.
Mm-hmm. You got to call your mom all the
time. Call your mama while you can.
Mm-hmm.
Call your mom. And so, my mom would always say, hello. And then we got caller ID. She'd say, well, hello there. And I'd say, hello, what you doing? Well, I'm just sitting here watching golf.
Yeah. Yep. She said, I've never met anyone who says hello the same way.
Hello.
That she did. Your sister does a little.
Really?
A little. Not quite, but one time, I can't remember.
I think she answers differently when I call because she knows who it is.
I can't remember if I called her or if I missed a call from her and called her back. But she answered the phone and I kind of was like, whoa. Like it took me, it kind of hit me a little
that's
bit.
That's the first time, my uncle left a message.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Dad's voice. It was really like.
It's trippy.
And the first time I saw my dad's brother after he passed away, I was like, what? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because he had hair the other time I saw him. And then he just started.
And then he didn't.
Started, like, shaving it. Kind of leaving it like Dad wore his hair. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This is really.
It's tough.
Frightening.
It's tough stuff.
Now look in the mirror and go, dear God, what is my dad doing there?
No, you stop. Yeah, that.
Oh my goodness.
Reed was telling me when he stayed with us last week, he was like, my face is mom's face, just copy-pasted onto a man's body.
It kind of is.
I know. But he was bragging about it.
He was saying today, he's like, you know, I think I've got, like, dad's, what did he say? He said, I think I've got, I'm like you with dad's mannerisms. I said, that fits.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate.
Sort of. I don't know. It's weird. You'll see one day you have kids.
Yep.
It's like you look at your kids and you see yourself in them when you're like, oh, what have I done?
Oh my gosh. I did that recently with my husband because we have our dog. And I said something to him that you have said to my dad many a time.
What?
I said, when you talk to him like that, it's like you hate him.
Oh. We're making dad sound really bad.
No, dad's great. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have said that, but it's like, I don't know. Overall, we've had good vacation. I mean, I feel lucky because I know there are a lot of people who never go on vacation. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of really good ones, so.
We have. And I like driving for vacations. Like, that's something that I really enjoy.
We've been to so many states.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, flying over a state's not the same as really driving through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted to do, too, a little bit, is, like, instead of being so driven to get there, like, at this very time.
It's just kind of meander through
just
it.
Just kind of, like, go and do, you know, and we took the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon.
Oh, the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon trip. The Grand Canyon trip with Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, we went just with you.
Yeah.
And we've got those pictures that we will never be able to,
you
know. I mean, those are priceless, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got the picture of my dad sitting in the car reading a travel brochure at Pebble Beach because he just didn't really feel like going down there.
No, same. That's what I like driving places because I feel like you actually get more out of it.
Yeah. And sometimes flying is good.
Yeah.
Really good. You get there, you're done.
Yeah.
But I like driving sometimes.
Me too.
I'll let you know when we get back from our upcoming vacation if that's a good or a not good.
Yeah. Well, now our family has gotten so big that we'll have to take multiple cars places.
Yeah, even if we had Queenie, we couldn't all go. Could.
But it would be awful.
Us.
Three dogs. Giant dogs.
We don't have little
dog's name.
Go little.
Not Binky. Little tiny.
We've got little.
Dog's name.
Who weighs 75 pounds.
If you put all these dogs and their genetics together, we have like 2.5 Labradors.
Labradors. Yeah.
They're big old puppies.
Yeah, they are big old puppies.
That's, and they're crazy.
That would not travel well. Yeah.
Although, our little puppy, he's a good traveler.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half, yeah.
Dog's name.
It's anyway. Okay. It'd be such a frenzy with all three of them.
It'd be a madhouse.
And I mean, honestly, and we'll travel together sometimes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it's just part of life that you end up taking different separate vacations. You know?
I know. I just feel bad because I would like to go on to California with y'all this time, but we had to have all of our vacation days in like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, that's how Dad's is. And so he kind of had to do some shuffling.
Yeah. Well, just working in college admissions, there are days where they're like, you can't take off this day because that's when the freshmen move in, and you can't work in this day because that's when you got to do presentations and stuff, so.
It's like star testing.
It's hard. Yeah, it's true.
During star testing, do not take off.
I'm like, what if I have to? What if I get sick?
I mean, I had to be late that one day, but I wasn't administering it. I was just a wanderer that day, thank goodness. Yeah. That worked out okay.
I think we are probably going to do a long weekend, like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the fall.
Yeah.
In Arkansas.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I got to throw them a bone, you know.
It's the natural state.
Not for me. It's not my natural state.
It's beautiful. And your husband, he talks about the trees all the time.
Oh, I know he does.
Loves him an Arkansas tree. Golly, so
I love to pick on him about that.
Oh, it is fun.
So he's too easy.
It's really fun to pick on him about that, but you know.
But well, he hasn't been back in a long time.
That's so true.
We'll probably go up there.
Yeah.
In the fall.
I want to do that Arkansas. No,
you don't.
No. I want to do the the Austin barbecue trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, barbecue, baseball, donuts.
Oh, so good. Y'all got to try Round Rock, of course, but y'all have to try Gordo's in Austin.
Yeah?
It's so good. Mm. It's a donut place. It's this is something I told Dana when we got... That was the first trip, just me and him, that my husband and I ever took. That's when I got the donut that had a potato pancake and a chicken fried steak.
Okay, that's one thing that my mom was always like, everything oh my lord.
And, I mean, she gave me the pointy face. My favorite thing was to make her make this face, where she'd go and raise her eyes and kind of go, like the whole face said, well, I don't know that. Yeah.
That's a little much. Yeah. I don't know when we'll do that, but I want to go see the aunt and the uncle.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Austin, and then we're going to San Diego. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Well, and you can do all sorts of little trips. That's what
I've tried to tell Dad, too. Like, he and I can take small trips. Little day trips. Just us. Yeah.
But there's a lot of good stuff in driving distance.
Yeah.
Y'all could even come down to where we are.
He's not in that mode yet. Be the tourist. I mean, he's still in the mode of, you know, we're all...
Yeah.
We're all going everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is great, but sometimes it's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
Like Harper, she's not going to be here for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for a weekend, it's fine. Well, Christmas when you get back. This means we don't have to buy you any gifts until, like, New Year.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's weird. I had never really thought this far ahead.
What do you mean?
To, like, all of us being old, grown.
Well,
and
I mean, we've had a little taste, a small, short everything. Little taste of Empty Nest. And it is bittersweet. It is. But, you know, it's good, too. That's why you need to marry somebody that you love and that you can stay with forever.
Mm-hmm.
And be damn sure about it. Because it's just going to be the two of you again someday.
Yep.
And you hope to have, like, you know.
Yeah. Something to talk about.
Something to talk about. Yeah. Places to go. People to see.
Yeah. Things to do.
Yep. And I think we will.
I think y'all will. I don't worry about that.
Sandy and John have always said, oh, let's all retire together, which would be a blast.
It would. That's how our friends Carl and RJ are like. They're already planning on buying out a cul-de-sac for all of us to live next to each other.
We used to talk about doing that. Like, oh, let's all live in a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
Go to each other's houses.
So funny.
Yeah, it would be fun.
It would be fun.
Things work out the way they should.
Yep.
So, I'm sure we'll take family vacations together, and we'll take them separately, too, which is
good. I'm really looking forward to, and who knows when this will be, but I am really looking forward to the grandkids' trips.
Yeah.
I just think that's going to be a blast.
Oh, I think it'll be fun, too. Yeah. I think it'll be really fun. I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait, but I need to work a couple more years at least, okay. A few more years to build up some money, because it's going to be... It's going to be bad. I'm going to want to buy everything on Earth.
Oh, I know.
Shoes are so cute. That's so cute. But, yeah.
I think that's going to be super fun, though.
It'll be fun to see what your dad does with grandkid vacations, because he'll be like, well, they should ride in the car with their mom and dad.
Yeah. That's what they should do.
Or they could ride in the car with us until they needed to be changed, and then we could flag you down.
We could pass them off.
And be like, hey, your baby's poop.
Your baby has poop.
Your baby poop. And then if you're grandma, you give them a shower. Or a bath.
Well, and you know how efficient my digestive tract is. I was getting bathed like 4 times a day there for a little bit.
Now I was. I know. I felt like a... It's just, do you do this at home?
No.
No!
There are three of them.
I have three kids. Two of them are in diapers. I don't have time to be bathing them every time this happens.
It's true. Sometimes you do feel like you just need a good shower. You just feel so deficient,
and it's like, this is not real life. I work at home.
I can't bathe three kids every time they poop.
Can't bathe them and then hold them like Chi and Po on the lawn for 45 hours. Oh, that's a good true. Mom, but my it's gosh, true. That's not,
there's only so much you can do.
That's not practical. Yeah. But that's a grandma thing.
Yeah.
If that's what she wanted to do, hey.
More power to you.
More power to you, Grandma. Oh my goodness. Man. Well, we've gone good over times. Our time.
Well, that's okay for
way over.
For our first one, I think is good.
Yeah.
So I think to end, what is your favorite road trip snack and drink?
My favorite road trip snack is a Pringle of any sort, but mainly plain or barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite drink is the best drink ever of all time, and it's Diet Coke.
Yeah. It's not Teavana or Jason's Deli Chili.
It is not. Definitely not.
My favorite road trip snack they don't make anymore. It was Yogos.
Oh, I forgot about Yogos.
They were so good.
Yogos were good.
The little gummies covered with yogurt. Loved a Yogo. But since they don't make those anymore, I don't know. I like Goldfish. I like Milano cookies as a road trip snack. Like a sleeve of Milano cookies. And then for a drink, I don't know. I like water.
Water's good. Water's good, but not as good as Diet Coke.
I
can only really limit myself to Diet Coke on a road trip or something, because if I have it all the time, I have to be checked into a treatment facility. It's just like it's that for me. Just call it crack. I love it.
I have a friend who's like that about Diet Coke, too.
I don't know what it is. I have a friend like that, too, who I worked with this year. And she goes, I never even drink it. I thought it was so bad I got my husband off of it.
Yep.
And she said that he got off it, and I started drinking, and I cannot get enough. I'm like, oh.
It's dangerous.
I know.
And it's different than Coke Zero.
I love Coke Zero.
But it is different.
But I start drinking Diet Coke, I'm like, and I can have like a case of it and go, we got to go get another case. So when this one runs out, we'll immediately have more. It's just crazy. I don't know.
It's so true.
Love it.
It's so good. But. All right. Well.
Okay.
I think that's that.
Well, that's that.
I'll talk to you later.
We'll see you next
time. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.